have your say.
That was, you know, the first single that Big Audio Dynamite ever done, and it didn't do all that much in the charts. You can get it on a special release. It's actually worth a lot of money. CBS Records, Big Audio Dynamite, and a track called The Bottom Line. Unfortunately, Barry Noble is not impressed by that. We don't really care. Anyway, nearly time for us to go. 8 minutes before three. I'm going to play this record, then Barry can finish off the show for us. Tullio Piscopio, we've been playing it for over a year, and now it's made it in the charts. Paul Woods first introduced it to everybody I know. It's called Stop Bajon.
Ma quando ci fa paura sarà primavera.
primavera, primavera, primavera.
So glad to see that record actually entering the UK charts, even though it is in the lower parts. I'm sure it's bound to get a little bit higher. A gentleman by the name of Giulio Di Piscopo. Stop Banjo. Primavera. It's one of the records we're playing out in Tenerife at the moment. And quite nicely it's doing as well. Well, that's just about it for this particular show. Coming up straight after this on the hour of 3 o'clock. Take me through till 5. It's Bert Williams. So on behalf of Tony Coltrane, and also on behalf of myself, Barry Noble, thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed it. And as soon as possible, I will get a tape back from Tenerife, I promise you. I also promise there'll be no heavy metal headbanging music on it either. If you're going out tonight, don't forget Alan Bates, 50 Pence Night in Bunkers in Wallasey, or Pete Citrine, headbanging music in Milton's. Personally, I think I'll stick to the 50p night in Bunkers. Nothing to do with your music, Peter, honestly. It's on 2 minutes before 3 o'clock, and saying goodbye with this particular record. A brand new single from Herb Albert. It's called Keep Your Eye On Me. Radio Mersey Waves, broadcasting live to Merseyside. Goodbye, and see you soon.
Bert Williams is on in 2 minutes' time. For me, Tony Coltrane, I'd just say thank you very much indeed to Barry Noble for coming on with us today. And I hope you enjoy yourself in Tenerife, mate. You take care.
Welcome to the Baird's Williams Show here on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 metres for this Sunday afternoon, first day of March 1987. I can't understand why people are saying we've, some DJs on the station, we've been saying we've got a greedy tape machine here that eats the tapes. Well, I've just put one of mine in, a chrome tape, C90 chrome tape with the theme on it. And it's first class. Nothing wrong with it. Well, that's the full version, right, of the Radio Mersey Waves theme. Well, in just a few moments' time, I'm just adjusting levels here and checking through the headphones what's left of them, that is. I was just going to say that in a few moments' time, we've got a special record, specially dug out of the Baird Williams archives, a record that not many people will know. It was released in the 1960s and it was banned by the BBC, and it's a special record, a very special record, and I think I should have dug it out a long time ago actually, but I just tend to not bother with being so busy. But seeing as we had a raid 2 weeks ago, I think it's a very appropriate record, and I'll be playing it in about 5 to 10 minutes time, so that's something special there for you to listen for. A 1972 now, Neil Diamond.
LA's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, But nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. My cries, being a king and then became one. Well, except for the names and a few other changes, if you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I've tried, but it won't let me go. And I'm not a man who likes to swear, but I never cared for the sound of being alone. I am myself to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. My cries, I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why. I am
changes. If you talk about me, the story's the same one. But I got an emptiness deep inside that I tried, but it won't let me go.
Well, it seems to be just a slight technical problem in bringing the special record that I dug out of the archives, the Bert Williams archives. Actually, it's so valuable that I haven't actually brought the record up itself, you see, and I was arranging, I'm trying to put a put another cassette machine in here to play it for you with better quality than the previous cassette machine, and we don't seem to have sufficient gain on the deck, so just go on with another one from Neil Diamond just to keep us going until we get it sorted out.
And what was right became me. You are the sun, I am the moon. You are the words, I am the tune. Play me.
Apologies for the mix-up. I don't think the tape machine I've just plugged in, I don't think we're going to be able to get enough gain on these decks for this particular special tape machine that I've plugged in, especially for the performance of this special record, which I'm going to be playing shortly. So we'll have to use the one we currently had up at the station here.
I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me. You are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am the tune, play me.
I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. I'll just adjust this microphone here. It's a bit, it seems to be wobbling about a bit. Well, I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. I'm going to play it for you now. A special classic from the 60s. Well, I can't say it was a classic, actually, because it never got into the charts in the 1960s because it was banned by the BBC and there wasn't any IBA stations then. There was only the pirate radio ships in the 1960s, and the name of the group here is the Roaring 60s, the name of the group. So here's the record now, a special record here, which I think it's appropriate to play here at Radio Mersey Waves since we were raided 2 weeks ago. So listen to the words very carefully on this particular record.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll rhythm.
Some swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations, and what'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day.
There, We Love the Pirates Stations, and that was banned. It was a record that was made in the 1960s, especially for the radio, pirate radio ships. I was thinking that certainly would be a good record if we wanted to change our theme tune here. It'd make a very good Mersey Waves theme, actually, I think. So, that's a classic there from, as I said, a group calling themselves the Roaring 60s. A special free radio record there. George Harrison now from 1971, this particular one.
For you.
The Isley Brothers there, Behind a Painted Smile, from the late 1960s. Well, let's see what we got next here. Just take a look here. I've just been doing a few adjustments here, so I haven't got things quite together yet. I haven't, but should have in just a moment now, if I can just get this on here. Right, let's see what we've got now. 1969, Dinah Ross and it's the Supremes actually, and I'll give you it at the end of the record, just can't quite see it now.
Step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, our hunger for every wasted hour.
Well, the group is Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and the Temptations that you're listening to at the moment. 1969. Well, I'm not too keen on country and western music myself, but I've got a rather good one here. I was listening to Wayne Scott earlier this afternoon. I don't tend to listen to country and western music myself, but I think it's a good thing though, because obviously there's a lot of country and western people who like country and western music. This is a sort of a country and western record. It's the theme music from a film. I think the particular reason that I like it is because the film was a cowboy one, and it was taken on location in Mexico, and the scenery in Mexico was really fantastic actually. There's always the brilliant sunlight there, obviously a lot of heat as well. So it sort of reminds me of the film, which I've seen a few times. And this is the theme music from it, a very good piece of country and western music. Well, I suppose it's a bit of an intermediate between country and western and classical music.
Thank you.
Well, a great country and western sound there. Must apologise for the lack of quality and various things. And these decks actually they leave quite a lot to be desired, I think. We had the other ones robbed actually a couple of weeks ago when we were raided by the Department of Trade and Industry. So we've got to sort of make do with what's available at the moment. There certainly is quite a lot wrong with them. We've already done quite a lot on them, actually. But they still got, well, it's a bit of a faulty jack plug, actually, on where the tape leads in. That was, in fact, a tape recording. So I must apologise for the quality on that. And also the slight lack of quality on that special free radio record that I played for you just a little while ago. By the Roaring 60s. Again, that was a tape, and I brought a good tape machine up, but unfortunately these decks, well, they just ain't got no gain on them on the tape section. They haven't. They need to have near enough a loudspeaker going into the tape, you know, the power to supply a loudspeaker going into the tape plug before it actually comes through here. Well, anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back to 1985, one of my favourites from 1985. I've played it quite often because I don't think there's many records around today that have a composition, musically, a musical composition, which compares with the 60s. It's as though the 60s was the... What it is, really, I think, these days, it's very difficult for anybody to compose a record that hasn't actually been heard before, you know, come out with a new tune, so to speak. So the 60s were really a special time when there was a wide range of musical... Well, I'm not very good I'm not really very good at finding the right words to describe musical compositions because I'm not into the music business myself. I'm just basically pirate radio. So you'll have to excuse me if I'm not expressing myself too clearly on it, but there was certainly the 60s was a time when a very wide range of music came out, compositions which were very good, but these days it is a bit more difficult. Anyway, this is one that compares to the 60s, which was released in, which I think compares to a lot of the sounds of the 60s, and it's by a group called Simple Minds, and I think you'll recognize it from only 2 years ago, this particular one. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling. Simple Minds there, Don't You Forget About Me. Well, I hope you haven't forgotten about me or Radio Mayor's Waves for that matter. We're still here, we're still with you. We were raided 2 weeks ago, 5 to 8 on Sunday evening, February the 15th. And we had quite a lot of, we had our decks, etc. Robbed by the Department of Trade and Industry. I'm playing all my quite a few of my favourites today, because it's a bit of a special day for me today. And I may tell you what it is, but the speciality is about today at the end of my show. In the meantime, let's get on with some music. I don't think I'll say too much just at this stage, just in case anything happens while I'm on the air this afternoon in respect of the DTI being around. So I'll like to speak after I've known that I'm on the winning side, so to speak, and that nothing's going to go wrong, kind of thing. So anyway, let's get back to the music here. Another favourite of mine from, again, not very long ago, 1983, this particular one is, from Donna Summer.
Coming out, tell me what it is.
Donna Summer there, State of Independence. From they had something there in the background. I don't know, I hope it didn't go over the air, that. Donna Summer, State of Independence, from 1983. This is Radio Mersey Waves, your local free radio station, your local clandestine station, broadcasting on 244 meters, 1233 kilohertz. After a DTI raid, which took place, we were raided 5 to 8, the 15th of February, 19. I'm getting a bit of a distraction here. Hope it's not going out over the air. Something going on in the background, actually. 1987. And we had our decks robbed and a few other things, quite a bit of equipment robbed by them. So it was 5 to 8, as I said, Sunday evening, 2 weeks ago, February the 15th. And we've only just really got things a bit back to normal this weekend after a bit of a bit of a mess up the previous week in respect of getting back on the air, because the decks and the various sets of decks that we've got, they've been lying around for a long time, actually, you know, in attics and garages and various things. They get a bit rusty and they need a lot doing on them, they do. And one doesn't sort of come up against these problems until one gets them out and gets them sorted out to use. And then, of course, we have these faults and things that need doing on them. But one of the things I must say is, in respect of this, these raids from the Department of Trade and Industry, all it does really, they just waste a lot of their money raiding us, and they waste a lot of our money, because we have to replace the equipment in order to get back on. And it tends to, if the more they do it, the more it's obviously going to reduce our technical standards, so that it could get that way, that we, you know, our technical standards could deteriorate, because obviously if the equipment's going to be getting robbed all the time, we're going to get it's going to get that way that we're going to have to use things virtually out of the junk shop, to put it bluntly, in terms of record players and that, you know, the decks and things, and so on. And also transmitters may have to have higher distortion levels and all that very well. I won't go into that part of it, because that part is very secret, but there is a tendency to a deterioration in technical standards if we do get a lot of raids from the Department of Trade and Industry. So as it means is that we probably have more distortion on our transmissions, because the levels are incorrect, more splatter, that means spread out of side of our transmission, and things like that. And it gets a bit of a drag, really, I suppose, when the technical standards go down like that. So one of the things it does, really, it makes it rather difficult for us here at Mersey Waves to make any improvements on the station, to build up on the station. It makes it difficult, but we haven't, I certainly haven't given up yet with my view to making improvements on the station. Neither do I think anybody else has either. I don't think KTC's given up either. We're still going to keep striding on and fighting back and battling on to get the station better. And we're hoping, I'm certainly hoping, to improve the technical side of it yet, even in spite of the raids. I think we've got to go forward. We certainly can't go backward, I don't think, you know. The only time we'd sort of go backward, really, I think, or maybe a little bit, is if things got very bad. But then again, we may change the whole situation. I mean, if we're going to be getting hit all the time, we may as well just say, well, if we're losing equipment quite often, we might as well just go 7 days, you know, if they're going to be coming out here you know, far too often, like, we may as well just look at it that way. So we could change our minds in other directions, I suppose, if things got quite bad. The other thing I should say is, and if things do get bad with the DTI at any time in the future, we could be off the air for about 2 to 3 weeks, although under normal, generally, as a general rule, it'd probably only be about a week. We'd probably be back on the following weekend after the raid. Under some circumstances, we could be off for up to 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a bit longer, in order to, well, I don't think I should say it over the air, really. I think the best way of putting this is in order to secure our future a bit better, because if one rushes something all the time and doesn't take too many precautions, well, that's how one can come unstuck, so to speak. Well, let's get back to some music now. Another one now from George Harrison, from 1970 it is, this particular one, from his LP All Things Must Pass. It does jump a little bit, this record, so I hope you don't mind too much about that.
How do I explain?
Well, while we've got this record on the jumps a little bit, so I'm going to try and plug something in, our special unit, which has been lying around for quite a long time, actually, into the modulation section. So if there's any breaks for a few seconds, you'll know what it is. I don't know if it's still running yet, but it probably is, unless I'm going to give it a try. Well, it's going to be a break just for a few seconds as from now. I'll just, what I'll do is I'll put another record on from George Harrison, and there'll be a break of just a few seconds. I'm going to give it a try now, see what this unit that I've had lying around for quite a long time does.
Yeah.
Fuller. Well, it seems to do a little bit anyway. A bit of an echo unit, actually. I think I can actually hear a whistle in the background. So, we're going back now to 1976, with one from John McMiles, 1976. This was his follow-up to Music in 1976, John Miles. We'll be right back.
moonlight hurts my eyes. Something without all the love has heavy on my mind. Did I look at you and the world's alright with me? Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely
one.